Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I really hope you enjoy this show today and all the others as well, because bear in mind, there are archives at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com /2013.htm, I believe. And you'll scroll down and what you'll notice is we have some of the guests on webcam quite a bit. And whenever I get them on the webcam, I usually make them laugh or something, you know, like the throwing of the head back with the uber cackling and what have you. And I do like to snapshot, you know, like take a screenshot of exactly that point when they're throwing their head back, and then use that as the picture for them on the archive section. So you'll look down the archive section and you'll see all these people, some of which you'll recognize, some of which you won't, most of which have had death threats and been sabotaged or been turned whistleblower or something like that, laughing their asses off. And that is the real draw card that I could really put up here, is that I really hope you will just have a few cackles, maybe a chuckle, perhaps a chortle, whilst listening to this show. Thank you very much. And my very special guest today is Stacey Montague, formerly at war with Stacey the Capulet. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Vinny. Thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it.
Now, you were the one who sent me a little book of yours, and there was a little note in there saying that I inspired you to write it, and I thought that was really uplifting day for me.
I hope you pass that on to your sister. You did a show, and it was back at early part of January, and you were really bummed out, and, you know, it was really difficult to listen to. I want you to know you made me cry. Usually you make me laugh. I had to pause you and go and get a tissue. I'm like, oh, God, you know. And I think at that point of the year, we were all going through. It was like this big, big, huge letdown. And you could hear it in your voice. And it, you know, it just had a deep effect on me. And I one of the reasons why I wrote the note, you know, there's so many of you guys out there and you're doing so much. And, you know, half the time, you know, you probably don't even know. I mean, if I wouldn't have reached out to communicate with you, you would have no idea how you've affected my entire world. I mean, I'm not the type that, you know, gets on and is, you know, writing, you know, all kinds of notes to people. And, you know, there, this whole enlightenment spiritual thing that I have gone through is in due a lot to people like yourself. And I am very, very appreciative of what you do. It's a tough job. And I'm very thankful that you you do keep it light. a lot of what I discovered, you know, when I started going down the rabbit hole, man, it just, it gets really, really overwhelming. I started out this whole thing and I asked for it. I actually went to this workshop and, I asked out loud in this workshop to, you know, I asked for wisdom of the ages and the courage to act upon it. Well, I didn't know really what I was asking for, but all these people in this workshop were saying all these really lovely things, you know. And so I asked for it. And that was one of the biggest things that they've learned through all of this is you have to seek it out. You know, I mean, you do have to ask. There is a such thing as natural law, and you do have to ask. And man, once I did, you know, I ended up in so many different places. One of which, a gentleman that I've never met, but I would have over at my house for, you know, a drink and cook him a meal is Freeman from the Freeman Perspective. Wow. I mean, you get into that guy's site and the information, you know, you get in there for hours. And I did. I mean, you know, it's like, what was I thinking asking for this? Right. I mean, I work all day long, come home and listen to these videos, you know, and there's a part that, It was difficult, and I guess that's sorry about that. I guess that's what when I wrote the book. I mean, knowing that I'm just a regular person, you know, and I wanted to reach out and try to help some folks.
Do you want to take care of the? Do you want to take care of the dog? And
picking her up going, really be quiet.
Like tease it with some food into the next room and lock the door behind her, you know? Or is it one of those dogs that kind of sits there and goes and scratches at the door if you don't let him in?
Yeah, she's this little bitty shih tzu that thinks that, you know, she owns the whole entire world and, you know, anybody that goes by, she's got to bark at, right?
Yeah, well, you know what happens if you cross a shih tzu with a bulldog.
Oh, no. Yes, I do. I can't say that, though.
No, we can't.
Now, see, was that a test to see if I actually, you know, read through and I won't swear. You told me not to.
So no, I reckon that was just a clever way of getting away with an FCC violating reference instead of actually saying it, you know, working my vocabulary magic there.
Yeah, you don't want them to cut us off, you know. I think, you know what I mean? I mean, some of this stuff, I mean, even today, you know, you listen to, you know, part of a show and it's like, you know, you start to feel defeated, you know? I mean, it's like, okay, they got all the money, all this, you know. Now, let me just say, my friends that I have shared a lot of information with, they get really upset with me when I say they, okay? So I want to just, can I just clarify up front that when I'm speaking in that negative aspect of they, that I'm referring to any, and using your words, you know, any scumbag, any individual scumbag or group of, you know, of scumbags that is trying to suppress humanity from evolving and that's driven by power and greed. And that's the they I'm talking about. Okay. I mean, we can sit and, you know, name individual names and call out groups. And it seems like when you start investigating, they're all part of the same, you know, it's like this one's in this one and then these two are in that one. And, you know, it's like, you know, they're all practicing the whole scumbaggery thing. So, I kind of lump them into to they, and my friends do get irritated, but that's who I'm referring to. Okay.
Well, it's referred to as at least I've called it the ubiquitous they.
Okay. I mean, you know what I mean.
And you were talking about, you know, the concept of, you know, feeling defeated. And you know, I've noticed that too, listening to a lot of shows. It just seems really scary and horrific. And the radio hosts constantly doing this. I just can't imagine.
Right.
You know, like that exasperated exhale. And it just reminds me of a joke I made. Do you know why Arabs throw their shoes at their enemies?
Oh, I remember that. No, why?
To show them defeat.
There you go. Oh, I remember that. It was a great moment. You will love this. Okay, now speaking of groups and you know, with as much you know, respect as you could possibly have. I mean, you know, there is a I mean, at times, you know, like I said, you do feel defeated, okay? And then there's times where you feel so uplifted that you just have to laugh. I mean, there's a Masonic temple in my town. I live in a small town, okay? Well, these guys never meet. I mean, when I first started, you know, when I was you know, getting down into this, and I'm reading all this stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, you go through, you know, first you're sad, and then you're angry, and then you're, you know, it's like you're ready to take them all on, right? Well, at least that's me. I'm ready to, you know.
I always thought that was part of the agenda, is to have an agenda that's so freaking crazy that in order to try and figure it out, it turns you a little bit nuts and everybody else starts writing you off as crazy, as if what you're talking about isn't true. It's just like, no, I'm not crazy. I just realized that stuff is.
Right. I mean, but, okay, so, you know, you start to feel defeated sometimes. Well, what you should do now, and I'm sure not every single, you know, Freemason, you know, or these, you know, anyway. Okay, so I'm driving past the temple, and it was at night, and they never meet. I mean, they never do. And here it is, the week that I'm going to talk to you, and the lights are on, which this is an old, you know, old worn out building. It's just creepy looking in general. Okay. I mean, it just, you know, you just sit there and think about the things that these people do. And, I saw that they were going in. Well, so then I drive around and I'm like, I'm going to see, you know, who these cars are, you know, cause they like to have their little symbol, you know, either, you know, on the back of their license plate, or, you know, they like to show off, you know, what they are. So, anyway, so I drive by three times, and Vinny, these guys, I mean, they couldn't, they're so old and decrepit, and you know, I'm laughing to myself. I'm like, really? I mean, this is what we have built up and that we're afraid of? I mean, it was kind of this aha moment of being in Oz, and you're pulling back the curtain, and you're like, what the? I mean, really? I mean, I don't know. It was, to me, it was one of those great moments of, you know, we got this. I mean, you know, I mean, I write this inspirational book, and then you look back and you're like, you know, it's like you get all caught up in everyday things, and you get worn down with all the stuff going on here in America. You know, it's just, it's overwhelming, you know,
especially the constant barrage, you know, and a couple of my friends came back from the States, and they were shocked to see that there was a TV in every room. Like in New Zealand, maybe you'll have one TV in your house or something like that, and it's on maybe half the time. And they said that it was different in the States. There's a TV in every single room, and that's how you know that people are waking up, as you'll hear this television chatter blaring from every single room in the frickin' house, and it just drives them nuts.
Oh, I, you know, one of the first things that happened, and it was, you know, through, you know, listening to different shows and whatnot, there was the show that I was listening to, and it was, you know, something to do with either mind control or, you know, and, you know, it's hard to, it's hard to swallow, you know? Well, this gentleman was like, you know, offered out, look, if you know, whether you believe it or not, you know, it doesn't really matter. Just give yourself 10 days, 2 weeks, and give yourself some time away from the TV. Just shut it off and see how you feel. Well, I had been, you know, down the rabbit hole rummaging around for a while, okay? So then my partner, I said, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're not going to watch TV for 2 weeks. Oh, boy. Didn't go over that well. However, it was, you know, there was a little bit of coaxing in there. And anyway, we ended up turning off the cable and everything over 2 years ago. And it is absolutely unbelievable to turn it on now and how horrible it really is. And it's unbelievable to me how hard it is to get family, friends to even listen to that. It's like I'm trying to take away their chocolate bar. You know, this horrible person that's trying to take away their candy.
Well, the CIA figured out a long time ago that mind control is addictive, and so sugar and those kind of things. So, yeah, it's the same thing.
Right. It you know, and I am constantly trying to get them, you know, off the TV. Actually, there was a guy, I don't remember his name. He actually called in to your show. I don't remember which show it was. I apologize. But the gentleman called in, and, you know, one of his questions to you was how his partner was on, you know, on the TV all the time, watching Fox News, watching CNN. And he asked you, you know, how do I get, you know, get him to wake up? What do I do? And, you know, you made a joke and you
I
know,
think I said call the cops on her with a false charge, and then when she gets hog tied for doing absolutely nothing and still gets charged with false information through the court system, then she'll wake up.
Okay, so you remember, right? Okay, so yeah, well,
hold on, Stacey, hold that thought. We'll come to it right after the
break. All right.
All right. Back in a minute, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, The Lighter Side of Genocide. Because the world's so full of chaos and madness and decrepit old Masonic individuals, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. Back in a minute. Welcome, everybody. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I like to have a laugh and enjoy life and things like that whilst talking about being exterminated by ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery at the same time. My very special guest is Stacey Montague. Welcome back. Now, you had a thought process coming out there about how to wake people up by staging a truth or false flag on them and filing false police reports.
That was your idea. That was your idea. Yeah. My idea. So my idea to this gentleman was to, you know, simply cut off the cable. I mean, turn it off, shut it off. Now the individual is going to get a little angry. Think of it like an intervention, right? I mean, some of these folks, we got to think of it like that. I mean, like you said, it really is, it's addictive. And I myself had a difficult time. I was that person that as soon as I got home from work, I'd flip on that TV, whether I knew what was on there or not, you know, and it was on, it was background noise that, you know, and it was hard at first. I mean, it there is something to do with the frequency that is literally coming out of the TV and it does affect you. So that's my suggestion to him.
It's a physiological thing. I think, again, the CIA figured this out. They were popping images in front of people, like a refresh frame rate or something like that, on the television screens, and measuring brainwave activity and trying to figure out exactly at what point, at how many refreshes per second, can you not visually actually pick it all up. And your brain has to compensate by switching from alpha waves, which are your awake state. These are the things that correspond with math, logic, thinking, and stuff like that, to beta waves, which are the more emotional, colors, suggestible side of the brain. And I think it's about maybe 52 refreshes a second before your brain slips into that state, and it takes about 30 seconds of looking at it. And so you're not fully awake, you're not fully conscious. That's why everybody just kind of sits there in a zombified state with their mouth kind of half hanging open, you know, like, I don't know. It's really, really freaky when you know how it's done, and that it's done on purpose to brainwash and mind control people and allow subliminal messages to slip in there. Expose the new world order, you know, the stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it truly, like you said, I mean, I've got a younger child, and well, even to anybody else that comes in, it literally, I mean, their mouths come open. It's almost like they start to drool. I mean, it's just, it's not a good place for an adult or a child. I mean, and if you think that the child has to watch TV, you know, limit it. You know, it makes a huge, huge difference. And it's amazing how you start to feel about yourself, or how you start to feel about situations. I mean, I think that, you know, whoever started it, you know, like you were saying, the CIA, I mean, whoever started all of this, making us fearful of everybody. I mean, our neighbor. I mean, it's unbelievable. You go, you know, to the grocery store, to the post office, you know, nobody will look you in the eye anymore. It's like they've made everybody out to be the proverbial boogeyman. Everybody's out to get you. And it's not true. I mean, there are so many terrific, absolutely fantastic people out there that are willing to help and that want to connect. The problem is that there's so many that are so locked into what that TV says, and that becomes their reality. And it's not true. I mean, it's so far from the truth that it gets me, you know, it gets me riled up, because I want my friends to, you know, to pull away from it. And with this, like the gentleman said, they won't. I mean, one of the key things that, you know, that I learned about, I don't care what, you know, what truther that you're listening to. I mean, there are always, you know, you got to wake up, wake up, wake up. Personally, I get tired of, you know, of hearing that all the time. It's like,
me too.
I mean, you know, it gets old. People are going to, you know, quote unquote, wake up when they're ready to. I mean, one of the things, and I don't remember who was interviewing him.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, there was a Jordan Maxwell interview, and it struck me. It was one of those things that you're like, you know what? I mean, that explains the whole thing. I mean, he said, you know, you can look at this whole thing and you can get frustrated about it, and you can go into a bedroom, you know, and visualize that. You can go into a bedroom, you can throw on the lights to literally to wake somebody up. Okay, well, two things are most likely going to happen. That one is that person is going to be so angry they're going to start screaming and shouting at you, you know, and to turn off the lights and leave them alone. Or two, the person is just going to roll over and go back to sleep. Well, I mean, both of these scenarios are really not what any of us are after. I mean, we want people.
I like the cold bucket. I like the cold bucket of water approach.
Water. I know. And I it's probably sound like I'm, you know, I'm too, you know, airy fairy that you want, you know. But the thing is, people are not going to wake up if they're not ready to. I mean, you could talk to them till you're blue in the face about hermetics, you know, about a certain concept. And if they're not ready, they're not ready. And you know what? It's not my responsibility or anybody else's to make them ready. And that's one of the big things, you know, in the book is that, you know, I learned that. And it doesn't make me better because I don't think any of us are any better. We may be on a different path or on a different part of the path, but that doesn't mean that you're any better than me or that I'm better than you. And some of the stuff, you know, that is going on in the truth movement, I mean, you guys can be, wow. I mean, really nasty. I mean, and then it takes me to, you know, come on. Can't you see that they're trying to divide and conquer? I mean, they're taking the people that are actually making a difference and that are doing good things, and they want to rip you guys apart at, you know, right at the seams. And, you know, it's an old trick, and it works. You know, divide and conquer has been around for a long time. Hey, you know, let's do it. And it gets difficult. I mean, a lot of the, you know, I just don't get into it.
I've got a lot to say based on what you were just saying, and most of it in agreement. Okay, so when somebody's trying to divide and conquer you, they're usually some kind of a sociopathic scumbaggery individual, or they're just not clued up at all. And as far as I'm concerned, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Don't pay any attention to people who don't inspire you, enlighten you, or help you in any way, shape, or form. There's a block function on YouTube. There's a block function on Skype. There's a block function on Facebook. Block! You never hear from the motherfucker again. Beautiful. That's it. And not to mention, if you're a narcissistic, scumbaggery individual, being blocked and having no response to your constant attacks and things like that really, really gets their goat and gets them off their game. And meanwhile, you're ignoring them and staying on yours. So that's how I deal with it. And talking about, you know, waking up, and it's become a truth of cliche, like just like the phrase, I think it's disinfo. I love it. You know, and people forget that analogy is kind of like from The Matrix, you know, wake up, Neo. But I think about it in a literal analogy. Waking up in the morning, and suddenly you see everything, and you're no longer in a dream world, right? But what do you do after you wake up? Is waking up the pinnacle of your existence? No, you've got to get out of bed. And most people are stuck in between that wake up zone. You know, when you really need to pee or something real early in the morning, and you can't be bothered getting out of bed, but you can't get back to sleep because you need to pee. That's the state people are in. Right?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And my producer,
I should have talked to you before I, you know, finished the book, and because my humor, you know, my humor section of the book isn't, you know, that long. I should have, you know, called you up and said, hey, you know, that was beautifully put.
This is why you can put more additions together or whatever. And the other element is the reason why people get self-defeatist about it, I think, is because they take personal responsibility for waking other people up. Bad idea. Okay.
Right.
Did you give birth to that person? No. Okay. Then they're not really your responsibility. And even if you did give birth to that person, are they over 18? Yep. Then they're not your responsibility now anyway. So.
Right.
Why exactly are you sitting there trying to wake them up? Okay, it's not a good idea, man. Like, it'll take 4 different people, I think, to say similar things to get them to start thinking about it. But eventually, they're the one that actually wakes themselves up based upon those many different interactions. Like, if you see something on the news, then hear it on the radio, then see it in a magazine, then see it in a newspaper, boom, it's real for you. However, right. You have one person come up and tell you one thing one time and just keeps going on about it, boom, it's not real. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's the problem people have. They don't know how to brainwash people properly. and basically, you know, I consider myself a bit of a brainwasher here because I've got a radio program. This is a brainwashing mechanism, everybody. You're being brainwashed by Vinnie Eastwood right now. And I'm trying to brainwash you into waking up. and getting out of bed and then going to work against the New World Order and against the scumbaggery, and also brainwash you into knowing that you're being brainwashed. I'm trying to teach you that you don't need a teacher, okay? That kind of thing.
Right.
And the reason why people get so fed up with the truth movement is because they're going out and they're trying to get results based on things that aren't their responsibility, that they can't change in the first place. No wonder. It's pushing Shiite Muslim uphill. It's a waste of time.
Right.
You know, it doesn't mean you can't wake people up. It just means, you know, you can't do it right now with this one factoid or something of that nature. I mean, look at it this way. Think about how you personally woke up. Was it one person that said one thing and then all of a sudden everything became clear to you? No, it was mostly you doing shockingly large amounts of hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of documentary filmmaking, looking at websites, listening to radio shows, wasn't it? Which you chose to do, and nobody had a gun to your head and forced you to do.
That's right. I look back and it was like, wow, if I would have, you know, you think back of, you know, taking that red pill, so to speak, you know, it's like, wow. I mean, it was like going through an education, you know, in such a, well, it was a good 3 years worth. So it was like, you know, going to a university and getting educated. And sometimes I felt like throwing up, you know.
Oh, yeah. It brought me to tears a number of times.
Oh, I mean, I what happened is, you know, all this information, some of it is just, it's vile, you know. I mean, it's just hard to believe. It's hard to believe, you know, or you don't want to believe it, even though it's true. And it, you know, it shakes you right down to your core when you realize that the world that you thought you were living in is not even remotely close. And it's taken, you know, it's taken years. I mean, like you said, it wasn't just one thing. It wasn't, and it was a slow, you know, evolution for me. I mean, and then you pull away for a little bit and you go out for a walk and it's like, wow. I mean, so what happened to me is you have all this information and all this, and I wanted to do something to help. I mean, in my own way. And that's where the idea of the book came about. The strange part, usually if I would listen to a radio show or read a bunch of material, I mean, I was reading an ungodly amount of books. I mean, it was like, I was crazed. I mean, it's like I couldn't, because it was so interesting, and the truth is, it, you know, that whole thing, you know, you can't handle the truth. You do. And it is difficult. I'm not saying that it's easy, you know, but it's worth it. I mean, I there's no way I would go back to where I was. I couldn't. You can't. I mean, you look at everything differently. And so what happened is I started going outside. I mean, every time, you know, I would have to get out and think about this stuff. It's like, really? I mean, they're doing this to kids, and people are just, they're looking the other way. And I mean, there was a lot of things I struggled with. Well, I kept going outside, and then I'm walking around, you know, without shoes on, and I'm really, you know, I'm the only time that I could find any peace, to be honest with you, Vinny, was when I was outside. The more that I would either put my hands in dirt, which totally cracks up my family. I am the stereotypical, you know, growing up little girl that, I mean, I didn't want to get dirty. I was real, you know, real prissy little thing. I didn't want anything to get dirty. Didn't want dirt to touch me. And you know, I cannot get enough of it. I mean, I want to do a greenhouse thing and,
yeah. Okay, well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that cough. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. After the break. And my producer also said something to me yesterday. He says, you know, if you're either awake now or you're not. And I said, bro, were you always awake? And he's going, no, I woke up in 1995. And I said, then anybody can wake up. It's just a dependent on when. We'll be right back. Welcome Welcome back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of the first hour with my very special guest, Stacey Montagu. And what were we talking about after the break? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's possible for anybody to wake up.
my hands in the dirt.
Right. Go back to the hands in the dirt, girl. Come on.
In the dirt, yeah. So one of the key things for me was, you know, connecting with nature, which you know, you can see in the photos that are, you know, within the book. It really gave me a lot of peace. And it's really great because, you know, animals like that, they don't holler at you. They don't, they have no judgment of you whatsoever. It was absolutely fantastic. There was a lady that asked me, you know, she's like, oh, you know, you're a really good photographer. And she's going on and on. And I'm like, I have never taken a photography class. I've, you know, like anybody, loved to take pictures when I was a kid. They had the disposable cameras and use them all up, right? I've never taken, you know, any kind of class. And I don't think that you have to. You know, you follow your instincts and, you know, you take your camera and when you see something that looks cool, you know, snap a picture. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, they try to make, you know, such a big deal out of so many things and it doesn't have to be. You know, if you like it, then do it. You know, I think a lot of people have gotten away from trusting themselves and they want, you know, they want to know what everybody else thinks about everything. And instead of, you know, taking a moment and going within, whether it's meditating or, like I said, just going outside and, you know, walking around in the yard or going for a hike, you know, people are, they've externalized everything. And I really feel, and I get into that, you know, in the book, is that if you take a moment and you do go within to quiet your mind, there's so many amazing aspects that come about from that. And I think we're so, you know, indoctrinated into thinking that somebody else is going to solve this problem for us. Somebody else is going to do it. And it's not the case. You know, it's just not the case, folks. I'm sorry. You know, there is no easy pill to take. You know, we have to do the work ourselves. You know, you have to get to know yourself. And you know, people get irritated when, you know, there's not a simple answer to any of this spiritual stuff. The one thing I do know is it's not coming from somebody else. You know, nobody else is any more powerful or has any more insight or wisdom than you do. And I think that's a huge mistake when somebody puts so much faith into an external person to think that person is so much more in touch with the divine or God or whatever, you know, you want to call that source, that person, you're reliant on them. It doesn't have to be that way. You know, it really doesn't. And if people would just take the time and learn, you know, how to go in, you know, it's not scary. I think that a lot of folks are scared of themselves is what I've come to realize, that to sit down and to have a couple candles burning and have some music on or off or what, however you want to do it doesn't matter, you know, but they're almost like they're afraid of themselves. You know, there's a tremendous amount of work, you know, to be done individually, and I think it scares people, you know, right down to their core. Another thing that I wanted to share that helped me quite a bit is start, like, get a journal, get a couple of them if you want to, and start tracking your dreams. And if you don't remember your dreams, that's fine. Some of my friends, they have problems waking up enough to write them down. Get, you know, get a, there's apps you can get on your phone that you can just press a button if, you know, if you've got your phone on, or there are still tape recorders that to track your dreams. It helped a lot for me to go back even, you know, a month or so later to try to analyze what was going on. The other thing I started was like a synchronicity journal, and, you know, just to try to figure myself out, what I was trying to run from, you know. But the biggest thing I think I wanted to accomplish with the book was I wanted to help in some way. You know, all this information can be scary, and I really feel that the book, I took a lot of different concepts and tried to simplify them, and I'm hoping that it sparks something in the individual to do some research on their own. You know, don't believe what I'm saying or anybody, you know, do some research and see how it resonates with you. What's happened, which is interesting, with the book, is that people buy it and then they're getting multiple copies and giving them out to their friends. I think there's a lot of people that are afraid to, you know, bring up chemtrails, or to, you know, do they really want to talk about the whole GMO thing? And I have gotten to the point where I've got nothing to hide. I mean, I'll bring up something in the grocery store line talking to somebody. I mean, it's like either they're gonna bite your head off or they're not, right? So that's where I am. What was your favorite picture? Did you have a chance to actually look through it? And was there one that you actually was one that you said, hey, that looks kind of cool?
I thought they all looked kind of cool, but, you know, it was a while ago when I looked through it. I can't specifically recall any of them.
What the other thing that I find interesting, Vinny, is that especially males, and I don't know why this is. I'm by trade, or how I make a living. I'm an interior designer, and so I design cabinetry, and then, you know, we'll pick out wall color or tile and things like that for my clients. Well, I was at a client's house, and, you know, a lot of these guys that I work with, I mean, they're contractors, okay? They're you know, burly, you know, rough. They're contractors. They're burly, rough guys, right? So I'm showing this guy these pictures, and he was about three into it, and then he comes to the dragonfly picture, and the dragonfly is head on, and he almost had a tear in his eye when he was looking at this. He's like, I will never be able to look at a dragonfly the same way ever again. And he was like all, you know, he got all kind of goofified. I mean, it's interesting the effect that the photos themselves are having on people. Now, granted, there's inspirational messages on the photos too. And I know that there's been some people that have purchased the book just to flip through to look at the pictures, which is fine too. If it inspires, you know, something in someone, then I've done my job, and I didn't just sit on my tuchus and do nothing. I guess that is my message to people is, you know, find an outlet.
It sounds very similar to what I was saying the other day is, well, basically, the New World Order, in order to succeed, good people have to do nothing. So just do the opposite. just don't do nothing.
Right. I mean, anything. I mean, at this point, you know, it's like make an effort, you know. And I do truly believe that one person can make a difference, you know. I mean, and you have to have the intent to do so, you know, but you can make a difference. And that's the whole point is, you know, and really when I look back on what I asked for that day in that workshop, you know, was the wisdom of the ages and the courage to act upon it. And I feel that I'm doing that, you know. Yeah. I mean,
you can change the world. That's not in question. What is in question is, can you be bothered?
Can you be bothered? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Stacey, well, we've only got about a minute left in the show with you today. Do you have a website or someplace where people can purchase said book?
Yes, the book is called Quiet Your Mind and Soul, and you can purchase it on www.uniteinspirations.com. And it on that site, you can actually look at some of the photos, and the photos are available on other merchandise and that kind of thing too. Right now, that is the only place that the book is available, is on uniteinspirations.com.
All right, uniteinspirations.com should be easy enough for everybody to find. Stacey, thank you very much for coming on the show today. It's been, you know, actually, I've had quite a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vinny. I really appreciate it.
And I also really did enjoy that little note saying that I inspired you and all that kind of stuff. Because interestingly enough, on that very day, I'd been doubting myself. It's like, am I even waking anybody up? And am I even making any difference? Like trying to take responsibility for other people's actions, right? Like, for how stupid of me.
And then
I get this message from you that actually confirms, like, yes, Vinny, you are making a difference. You are inspiring people. You know, it's just like, yes, I'm not wasting my freaking time.
You're not wasting your time at all. Yeah. Hey, and if you know, you want me to send a book to your sister, I'll do that. Although she might just throw it in the garbage, but
yeah. Don't worry about it.
She likes my brother. No.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.